This is Thesis Thursdays on KXCI. My name is Monica Ramirez Andriada, and I'm an assistant professor of soil, water, and environmental science with a joint appointment in public health at the University of Arizona. I'm very excited to be interviewing a talented student. Her name is Dorsey Kaufman, and she's pursuing a Master's of Fine Arts. Dorsey, talk to me about your program.
I am a MFA candidate in the College of Fine Arts at the University of Arizona.
How do you feel being a designer in an environmental science lab?
It's one of those things I get a lot of questions like, oh, you're a designer. What work are you doing in a science lab where, you know, people are generating data? And it seems like something that would be very kind of methodological and not something that would necessarily incorporate design. But what I do is I create these kits that are sent out. I sort of design these instructional manuals that people look through and understand, okay, these are all the steps that I need to take in order to submit samples. Then it's kind of a designed experience where I also create accompanying illustrations so that people know exactly the steps that they need to do.
You're also working on the data sharing activities. So we have two types of data sharing. One is a traditional and one we're calling art infused or experiential. Why don't you give us a brief introduction to both those types?
This is a really exciting phase of the project. We get to communicate to participants in two different ways that they could experience data. So one being the traditional is we're looking at methods through a static form, so a booklet. And we can use things such as, you can think of scatter plots and bar graphs, right? We're using things such as line, color, and points to show participants the data points that they want to view. And then the other method is what I call ripple effect. This is a project that I've been developing as a part of my thesis as well. And what it does is it takes data and it translates it into sound. So you can imagine the rising and falling of these certain concentration values could be equated to certain musical parameters such as bass, volume, and frequency. When we put a pool of water on top of speakers that play these sound that is informed by data, it would create certain vibrations in this pool of water. So it's this more experiential way of actually viewing water data through water itself. So water is communicating about itself, and we hypothesize that this will make a stronger correlation between participants and applying this information to their environment because it's being communicated through this form. I have other resources too, online resources about ripple effect because it's currently being developed and is underway. And for more information, people could visit rippleeffect.arizona.edu, and also to view more of the design initiatives by me and other lab members, they can visit projectharvest.arizona.edu.
Great, and we're very excited about doing these two different data sharing activities because we're trying to measure learning outcomes as well as efficacy and motivation towards environmental action. Why don't we talk about music that you enjoy?
I have a couple favorite bands. I really enjoy more experimental music, so there's been this kind of new popularity with almost electronic experimental music, and I'm really, really into it. I love Beach House. I love Sun Lux, Glass Animals, and Borns are my four favorite artists. Yes.
Well, rock on, Dorsey. Thank you so much for your hard work, and it's great having you in the lab, and we're very excited for you.
Thank you so much for having me.